Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Mother's Day is May 12th. I repeat, Mother's Day is May 12th. Let's not forget it. Our moms are the most important thing on this earth. And Macy's has the perfect gift guide to make picking something for mom so easy. You can shop by price. You can do 25 and under or 100 and under. You can shop all categories, fragrance, handbags, gift lists. You can even get gifts that are already wrapped and ready to be gifted. And there's stuff for grandma, there's stuff for aunts. There's always top gifts like Beats headphones, digital photo frames, Polaroid cameras. Go to Macy's.com/gift finder for the perfect Mother's Day gift. And remember, Mother's Day is May 12th. This episode of Giggly Squad is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. It is definitely allergy season, and if you're someone that suffers from allergies, then I'm really sorry that spring is a huge struggle for you. I'm going to be honest, it's kind of fun for the rest of us, but I know what it's like living with someone with allergies. Craig has the absolute worst allergies, and that's why he loves coming to New York City. It's literally concrete. One thing I do as a good girlfriend is always have Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues. They're hypoallergenic and allergist approved, so you can attack watery eyes and battle runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. We are very into our skincare routine, so we're not going to let anything mess it up. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Sup, gigglers?
Gary, fix the Wi-Fi.
Manifest that shit.
We can't be managed. I mean, the day just got away from me.
My glorious little gigglers.
Some admin. Some housekeeping.
Housekeeping, if you will, if we knew how to do it.
Yeah.
We are officially announcing our fall tour dates.
Our 2024 Giggly Squad Club Giggly.
We're calling it Club Giggly.
Because we don't want to go to a club.
No.
We don't want to go out.
No.
But this is...
If you're going to go out... You want to be sitting the whole time
sitting
and gossiping.
The whole time.
So this is Club Giggly, but think of it as like basically the girls' bathroom of a club where you feel safe.
Yeah.
But buzzed.
Yes.
And
there's not a straight man in the vicinity.
And if they are, they're getting eviscerated. Yeah. We're calling it Club Giggly, and we're so excited. It's going to be a whole new show if you've been to our previous shows. It's going to be a whole new show on the road and all new locations and coming back to other locations
yep.
too. And
we're going to like 8,000 cities.
We're finally going to Florida.
I mean, thank God.
It's going to go on pre-sale on Wednesday.
You know how you can like, hold on. You know how you can Google like your birthday and then like what happened in Florida on that day? That's like so crazy.
Yes.
I can't wait to see what the like, who gets arrested like the day that Giggly Squad, just like what's the news story?
What man gets bit by an alligator?
Yeah.
Alligators are crazy.
Yeah.
People don't talk about
alligators.
Yeah.
It's so, we're so brainwave. Because I was actually talking about alligators this weekend because there was like a lawn gnome in the shape of an alligator and I thought that it was real. And I was like, that just like.
Lawn gnome is so Charleston coded.
So Charleston.
Lawn gnome.
Like, well, if it's not an actual gnome, what is it? Like a lawn.
Statue.
Sorry.
I don't know.
I call all things on the lawn that are. Gnomes.
Yeah.
It's all a gnome.
Yeah.
Did you know that when alligators are killing you, they spin you around?
Who told you that and why?
Craig told me.
That's the most dude shit I've ever... Chris is like nodding.
Sure.
He's all pumped up now.
Sure.
That's
yeah,
how
they twirl you around.
Yeah,
stuff.
It's
they
called... What is it called? Like the death spiral or something. And I was like...
Okay.
Wait.
Could have lived without knowing that.
They bring you to the bottom of the water and they spin you around and that's how you die.
Bite off my head like
no.
Someone with fucking empathy.
Go to therapy.
The things alligators will do instead of going to therapy.
It's like, okay, guys, it's a bit dramatic. You have crazy teeth, just bite us. You don't have to do a whole performance art.
No, I'm like Team Sharks.
No, I'm like full
Justice
team
for Sharks.
They're like Chomp and Sia. They're like, I have things to do.
Also, sometimes like they'll just bite you and they don't even care to kill you. They're just like, ooh, that didn't taste good.
They also like can't see. So they're probably like, sorry, I didn't know.
They're like, oh my God, I'm gluten free.
I'm so beyond sorry.
Can I return this?
Imagine you get bit by a shark and it throws it up. It's just like, ew. Take your leg back, you vegan.
It's like you didn't even enjoy my fucking flesh. Like, you're like, ew.
So anyways, alligators are like on my fucking list.
On that note, there's this TikTok going around where people
how we got from the tour to being killed.
Literally, Grace is shaking her head. She's like, your only job was to promote the tour. And Paige was like, I have to get something off my chest mid-announcement of the tour.
Wait, no one's really... really getting to me these days.
There's this TikTok being like, if you could just say something weird, like no one would judge you, say it.
Say the weird thing.
So I've actually been into this, so I'll wait and see. One girl, she starts talking about dinosaurs. Did you see this one? She was like, all we actually know about dinosaurs are the bones. Mm-hmm. And she's like, we don't know that they looked like dinosaurs. And she showed like this crazy skeleton and how it would look at as a dinosaur. And she goes, but if it had fur and feathers, it looks like this. And it was a literal rabbit. And she was like, all dinosaurs potentially could have been like adorable, just like furry creatures that were making look like these insane animals.
Like monstrous animals that are like mean.
Yeah, like for example.
It could have been like a giant bunny is actually like a T-Rex.
Like just a bunch of Teletubbies running around.
That's a great way to describe
like,
it.
Like, think of like a bear.
Yeah.
Like, it's adorable.
So they don't know if they have fur or not? Like, they're just like, oh, we don't think they
did. Well, apparently there's been some studies thinking that there may have been feathers back in the day. Mm. I think there was. So, like, they could have been,
I
like...
love a feather moment.
They could have had a fucking boa and been, like, gorgeous in fashion.
I mean, have you ever seen an ostrich? Just, like, stunning.
Yes. So I think... like, there's going to be a time when we're all dead and they'll look back at our skeletons and they're going to assume that, like, we all looked like dinosaurs when it's like, no, I have, like, we have...
Long hair.
I
dye my hair red. You guys don't even
I'm
know about it.
Cowboy. By the way, I think I'm going more red.
I want you to.
But I'm nervous because my hairdresser told me not to bleach it. But I think I might, like... go rogue. Like, bleach to
See,
go
I'm
red.
So bad when it comes to, like, dyeing your hair. I know,
you
like, if you're
it.
A brunette and you want to be blonde, you have to bleach it. But since the red is dark, it won't take to, what, your dark hair. You have to go lighter for it to, like...
be a little more red. I think I'm going to balayage it.
Okay.
And if you don't know what balayage is,
Google
good
it.
For you. No, but, like, good for you. Like, you shouldn't have to know what balayage is. Also, saying balayage makes me want to punch myself in the face.
I was scared that you were going to say spell balayage because I actually started to sweat.
Speaking of...
we love talking all things girly, so we're so excited to be partnering with L'Oreal Lash Paradise. I'm obsessed with their mascara, but one reason that people wouldn't think I'm obsessed with it for... I like that it's pink, and I like that it looks good in my makeup case. And people don't talk about the aesthetic of your makeup case.
It makes you feel better putting it on when you're like, this is the vibe. Also, I do have to say, this is the number one mascara. Like, this is what I use.
I was going to say, as a connoisseur of mascara, because I couldn't use mascara for so long when I used to get eyelash extensions.
Well, can we talk about your lash journey? Did you like the process of fake lashes?
Nah, I would never go back. I mean, I would never go get a lash extension. Mm-hmm. You'd have to literally kidnap me in the middle of the night to get a lash extension.
I remember the first time I saw you without fake lashes.
Yeah.
And I thought you looked so, like, elegant and, like,
it's very
regal.
It,
but you really, I was like, oh, my God, she has the prettiest, like, almond-shaped eyes. Where sometimes, like, when people put the
it
fake stuff.
It changes the shape of your eye.
My mom always said, put a little lip and a little mascara, and that's all you need.
No, it's so true. And now that, like, clean girl aesthetic is kind of out, like, I'm into having more mascara and it being just more about your eyes.
I'm obsessed with this look you have right now because I do cat eyes with, like, liquid liner and mascara.
Yeah.
But yours right now gives the same cat eye look, but it's not as, like, in your face. And I feel like it's good, like, night, day time.
I put a little eyeliner in the corner. But also, what I've just noticed is you don't do a bottom lash.
No.
You don't do mascara on the bottom ever?
No.
You need to start.
I have abnormally, like, humble brag, really long, curly lower lashes. So if I put it on, it, like, gets all over my face.
We're split down the middle with this one, then. I just think it, like, adds a little something extra.
Can you tell I don't have it on the bottom?
Yeah.
So how long has this been a thing? How long have you been like, I'll tell her one day that this is pissing me off.
Honestly, this is the first time I've really noticed it. I feel like you really can do a full makeup look with just your eyes mm-hmm. and feel put together for the day.
If it's clumpy, I will start pulling it off.
Yeah, no.
And like, I used to go to school with mascara on in the morning, and then by the end of the day, there'd be no mascara on because I'd be picking my eyes all
day. And it's
day.
Just like all black it's under all your black. Eye.
It was a mess.
Yeah.
So I need a mascara that's not clumpy and really elongates because I have like curly lashes.
Yep.
And that's why the L'Oreal Lash Paradise mascara is that girl.
Like, you have a thick eyelash. I feel like I actually have like a little bit of a thinner lash mm-hmm. in general. Mm-hmm. So that's why I like it. I feel like it makes them look like I have two times more lashes than I actually have. I also have this like technique that I've been doing.
Yeah.
Instead of starting at the bottom and going all the way up to the top, I start at the top and just do the tips.
Uh-huh.
Then in my second layer is when I like go to the bottom.
Do you want to hear my trick? So I just leave it like this and then I close my eyes onto it.
No.
One of my girlfriends in college taught me, you just put it there and then you close it. So you're not brushing it.
And you've done it ever since.
You can wear it for like 24 hours and I'm not a touch up girl. Like, I'm not trying to touch up.
Right. Well, that's the only thing I don't touch up.
The mascara. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm obsessed with it.
Me too.
And I do think like there's some days I do not want to put foundation. I do not want to put lipstick, but I want to look like I care about life.
Mm-hmm. And mascara is the only thing in my makeup case that isn't dirty. Everything else has foundation on it.
Mm-hmm.
I love L'Oreal's Lash Paradise because I'm over clean girl aesthetic and I'm all about black cat energy in all facets of my life, especially my eyeshadow and my mascara and just like my eye look in general. So obsessed.
The interview with the Montana Boys.
No.
I did not anticipate to have the kind of cultural like traction that it...
I loved every second of it. I was glued to my TV.
I think I'm going to put one more out. But I do have to say, before I interviewed them, I felt this giddiness that I haven't felt before in an interview before with celebrities.
Yeah.
And, like, just a lot of their teams, I'll send, like, 50 questions.
Yeah.
And then they'll come back with, like, 7 that are, like, what do you eat for breakfast? And I'm like, I'll make this funny. Like, mm-hmm. that's my job. Their team was, like, ask them anything. And I was like, anything? And they were like, yeah, we'll just, like, check it right before. I felt this high, like I haven't felt in years, like a child playing.
You felt like Barbara Walters interviewing like Whitney Houston OJ or Simpson. Something. She's like, I don't do crack. Crack is whack.
So I get there and they're young and they look like they just got off the bus.
No,
from
they're
a college
young.
Game.
How old are they?
They were giving 18, but I think they were like
24. They're like 24. They're like right out of college.
Like, as I hate to say this, but like 11-year-olds in New York are smoking crack.
Yeah.
So like in Montana, like they're an 11-year-old New Yorker.
Okay, yeah.
Like
an 11-year-old New Yorker, low key, I'll cross the street.
I'm scared. Yeah. I'm scared. Like, he just started eating sushi. Like this year. He actually didn't know what sushi was when he said it out loud. He thought I was just going to agree
like
with him.
Like a group of 12-year-old boys and like one has a bike and like one has a scooter. If there's construction workers on the other side of the street, I'd rather go to the construction workers. Like, I'm crossing the street.
No, I mean, the kids are juuling at like 7 years old in New York and they're like on the subway like yelling at people.
Yeah, they're like, fucking move.
But no, they were so sweet, so nice. And I think the videos... people were confused, like, are they dumb? Are they, like, in on the joke? And I think that's the beauty of art.
Yes.
We will
never
it's like
know.
The Mona Lisa. Is she smiling? Is she not? That's for you to figure out.
I guess we'll never know. I guess we'll never know.
But I was messaging with them after, and they were, like, dying laughing.
This is such a page, like, thing. I'm watching the video, and I couldn't stop staring at their jeans. I just, like, I haven't seen jeans like that, I feel like, on a guy in a while. Like, I felt like...
like, tight?
No, I just
it's
felt like...
It's for rotting.
It's like where my dad gets jeans. Do you know what I mean? Like, my dad will come home with, like, 4 pairs of jeans, and it, like, all together was $12. And I'm like, where do you get these jeans?
My favorite line was actually not captured on camera, and I think they were joking. Mm. But we did it in front of a Trader Joe's, and he was like, who's Joe? What's Trader Joe's?
I don't know.
I was like, wait, you guys are so fucking cute. Because I was like, we live such different lives. And that's what I love about interviews.
I love men like that for the girls because, oh, manipulation is like so easy. It's like they don't even know what's going on. Like, I love that for
and
them.
I love taking them on this emotional, manipulative journey of like, mm-hmm. what am I going to say next? And I think they were scared, but they were like such good sports. They were hilarious. Yeah. And so I'm a fan.
Of the Montana
I'm
Boys.
I'm a fan of the Montana Boys. Very differently, I had an interview with Jennifer Lopez.
Which
has not aired yet.
Is just iconic in itself. Also, great outfit.
I did it myself.
Yeah, you looked really good.
I did it myself. Well, it's with the brand Intimissimi, which is mm-hmm. this Italian brand. I'll give you guys the, like, play-by-play.
Yeah.
So, I'm going to interview J-Lo. I'm pretty nervous. Mm-hmm. And, because this is, like, this is big. This is pretty
like,
big.
Like, I would say you're... Okay, this is my question. Were you more or less nervous to interview J-Lo or Jennifer Lawrence?
I was so nervous with Jennifer Lawrence and the Jonas Brothers because they were also very early on.
Yeah.
Where, like, I still was like, why are they letting me do this?
Yeah.
Like, I thought they were going to be like, hey, can you remove her?
Yeah.
So, like, now I almost felt like I was moving to the next level of, like, professionalism where I'm like, I've done this.
Yeah.
I can do it. I knew what I'm doing. I was nervous just that, like, things could go wrong,
yeah.
and J-Lo would be like...
Well, she's an A-list celebrity.
Yeah, and then also that it just wouldn't be that good of an interview, and it's like, okay, so you wasted this great opportunity with J-Lo.
You wasted Jennifer Lopez's time.
Which I...
Nobody wants to do.
Nobody wants to do.
She has movies to make.
She has movies, documentaries, books.
She's got shit to do.
So I just get an Uber, like, a normal day, and it's on, like, 14th Street something at the Intimissimi store. And as we're driving up, it's like all those documentaries... where there's just crowds of people, mm-hmm. like, across the street,
yeah.
crowds of people in front of it, and then, like,
a lane.
Like,
did they know it was for her?
That's the thing about New Yorkers. I feel like some people do, but then New Yorkers, if they see a crowd, they'll just stand there.
Yeah, I never get that.
I think half the New Yorkers are just like, let's see what happens. Like,
you can, like, hire people to stand in line for you? Like, line holders.
For, like, clubs and stuff to make it look more popular?
No,
or, like,
if
launches.
There's, like, a sample sale or, like... like exclusive whatevers in New York, you can like hire people to like wait in line.
Like what's that dance that people do? That's like they'll
a flash mob.
A flash mob.
I can't believe that's what. How the fuck did I just do that? Because never once in our friendship have we ever spoken
use
about
the words
flash mob.
I don't think we've used them separately together. Yeah, we've
no,
never said
flash
it.
Flash mob. Never. I've never seen one in real
See,
life.
When flash mobs were trending, where like if you didn't get proposed to with a flash mob, like he didn't love you.
I feel like that would be like a day of torture. Like if I'm just walking down the streets of New York City and all of a sudden I'm in the middle of a flash mob, I'd actually start crying.
I hate
men in the arts.
I'd be the worst in a flash mob because I'd be like forgetting. I was like, you have one job and then you can't remember the fucking moves.
Yeah.
So the worst part about it is like there's tons of people and he parks obviously where I'm going in, which is the store. And yeah. I realize, oh no.
You're going to
get out of
the car. Everyone's
going to think that I'm J-Lo.
Like,
and that I'm
going to
disappoint
on you.
A ton of people, which is like what I've done my whole childhood. And it's just like going to re-trigger all my past trauma. So I'm like, okay, how do we get out of this car yeah. and avoid
Are
the like...
you immediately apologizing? Like you open the door, you're like, sorry.
Literally.
Sorry.
So the second I get out the car, I'm like, how would J-Lo not get out of the car? So I like put out my like foot. So I'm like, not J-Lo's foot. And I'm like, oh, that could be J-Lo's foot. I don't know. It's just a
J-Lo doesn't have these calves. J-Lo didn't fucking play tennis. She just had these caps.
So I kind of roll out and just like turn into the crowd. Like I just did not want that moment where people went, oh. Like I don't think I would have recovered.
I would have never.
So I was just like, I wanted to be like a publicist. Like, you don't know I'm there.
Yeah.
I'm just so I like literally like crawl out like Gollum and I'm just like walking in head down. And then I walk in and it's like, there's no other people doing press. I think like Vogue was there, which like I don't know. They just said like Vogue.
Like, I think it was Anna Wintour, but I don't know.
They just said Vogue, but I didn't know where they were, what the Vogue energy mm-hmm. was. And all the people there were Italian. Mm. And it smells good. Everything's beautiful. So immediately I'm like, I have to tell everyone I'm half Italian.
You have to.
So I go,
that's part of being Italian, is if you meet someone else who's Italian, you have to be like, hey. I'm also Italian.
So they're speaking like in an Italian accent.
Yeah.
And I like come up to this group and I'm like, hey guys, just want you to know.
I'm half good
Sicilian.
Here.
The family, we're family.
We're
I know
okay.
what's going on. I support yeah. the movement. And they were laughing and I was like, okay. And they go upstairs and her manager and agent from the documentary are just like sitting at this like cafe they have upstairs.
Did you watch her documentary?
Yes. Yeah. I've watched everything. I've watched everything with
J-Lo. Well, because you're a good reporter, you literally, you do your research.
And also I've seen every documentary under the sun ever. I've watched hers multiple times, her halftime one. But they're sitting there and I'm like really excited because I'm like, that's the agent.
Yeah.
And they're talking about serious things. And then I realize people are just watching. There's a huge window watching the crowd waiting for Jen. Sorry, Jen. J-Lo.
I mean.
J-Lo to come. And then I'm like, this is crazy. And then I realize I can stand. Like, we're all just admiring this, like, crazy thing.
Yeah.
And then they were like, okay, hair and makeup, she's here. And everyone's like, and she walks out, and it was like, it was crazy.
Does she glow?
Yeah. Well, she was wearing this gorgeous pink
David
dress.
Koma dress. Yeah, I've seen
that. She had her typical J-Lo, like, Ray-Ban type things. And, like, she was smiling. And then she looks up, and I waved. Because I don't know. Like,
yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. I didn't know what to do. She waves back. I go, oh, she waved to me. And I'm like, you're about to interview her. Like,
J-Lo waved.
J-Lo waved. She waved. I go, she saw me. And everyone's like, shut the fuck up. And I'm like, I'm Italian. And then, so I'm thinking, they were like, she might have to do, like, hair and makeup when she gets in, like, we don't know. Just, I was like, dude, my whole day is reserved for J-Lo. I will sit here for 8 hours, whatever you guys need. Also, I'm sweating because I was wearing this really nice, like, cashmere sweater they gave me, but it was hot out.
Yeah.
And I'm about to interview J-Lo.
And it was gray.
Yes. So they were like, hey, can we switch out your top?
Oh.
And I was like, that would actually be amazing. Like, they were so nice about it, but they were like, you're not going to interview J-Lo looking like that. They're like, you look like you pissed your pits.
Wait, imagine if J-Lo was like, I'm not going to be on camera.
She turns
out to whisper
and she's like, is this the best we could do? Is she okay?
She's like, who booked Hannah? And someone's like, I did. She's like, great, you're fired.
So I'm like, okay. And they're like, don't worry, like, she's coming, but like, she's not going to immediately be ready. Mm-hmm. So everyone's been waiting for her to come, right? I go to switch my shirt. As I'm switching my shirt, she's walking in.
Oh my God.
I kind of missed, but I was like hiding from her so she wouldn't see.
Yeah.
And then I'm with celebrities, I'm such a little bitch.
Yeah.
Like, you know, some people are just normal.
Right.
Like, next thing you know, like, they become best friends with them.
Yeah.
I'm not that person.
Yeah, I couldn't either.
I'd rather have no interaction than, like, possibly
have a weird one.
I don't want to assume that you want to talk to me ever.
Right.
So I'm immediately, like, staying out of the way, and someone had to literally grab me and be like, you are here to talk to her. And I was like, are you sure she's ready? And she basically was like, let's go right now. Let's go. So immediately I go up, and I, of course, I look at her and go, I was born in the Bronx. Which, first of all, it is true. I lived there in Riverdale for 2 years, then moved to Park Slope.
You're but like, this is I the also thing. Enjoy an orange drink.
This is the thing. You think, like, with a normal person, I wouldn't go up to you. Like, if I was just meeting you, I wouldn't immediately be like, oh, I also, like to wear shoes. You're like, I don't care. Like, I don't care.
Yes.
So, like, and she probably deals with this all day. So immediately I'm like, okay, we're starting. But she was like, oh.
Nice.
I'm like, there was she cool. Gold star.
Yeah, like, you didn't give her, like, something to follow up with.
No.
And then she was like, what hospital?
Because people don't treat celebrities like humans. Right. We're just like, ah. But I was trying to be like, look, we're both from New York City.
Yeah.
I have a fat ass. Like, nothing's going to, like, let's fucking vibe, bitch. Let's
go. Like, my husband has an accent.
And then I look at her and I go, which now I'm saying out loud, I realize. I look at her, I just go, are you tired? Because I'm trying to be like,
but that's how you connect.
We're girls. But then I
realized. And did she say yeah?
Did she think that I was saying she looked tired? Which is the meanest thing you could do to someone.
No, you literally offended
you. I go, are you tired? Because you look like shit.
No.
But I go, are you tired? And she kind of looks at me and I was like, you've been fucking everywhere.
Yeah.
That's the first question I ask all these celebs. Because, you know, like, they're in London yesterday. I like to just stop and pause and be like.
Yeah, let's take a moment.
How do you
When's
do it?
When's the last time you napped?
It's like Cillian Murphy, who went on a whole speech about how he just sleeps. And I was like, thank you.
Yeah.
But she just was like, no, I feel good. And I was like, that's what J-Lo would say.
Yeah, that's
a lie. And then she was saying how she was, like, dancing. She was like, I've been dancing all the time. And I was like, as J-Lo would.
And she has, like, three kids.
Yeah.
Two or three kids.
And it was funny. I was watching her watch her Intimissimi campaign that was, like, playing.
Yeah.
And she, like, made a comment about something. And I'm like, oh, my God, she's just human. What? Like, she was, like, judging herself.
What does she smell like?
I mean,
like, is it a sweet scent or is it more of like a men's cologne?
No,
like,
for sure,
sexy
sweet.
Scent?
For sure, sweet. Yeah. But I also was like, I was a little blacking out. Mm. Like, I wasn't aware of my surroundings, what was going on.
Yeah.
I was just like, put sentences together. But she was like, immediately, like, cool, good. I immediately, like, felt good.
Yeah, you felt okay.
So we went in, and I'm gonna post the first video today. And she was like talkative. So I go in assuming like they don't want to be here and they don't want to talk to me, and how do I make the most of it?
Yeah.
And I just interviewed.
That's a great headspace to be in.
Yeah.
All the time.
Because it's like, I'm ready.
I know that everyone hates me here. So
I'm ready for the worst.
Yeah.
Under promise, over deliver. And also, I just dealt with the Montana boys who like did not form a full sentence the whole time, but it was hilarious. So I asked her like some broad questions, and she was just going on.
Oh, good.
Like talking. And I think her team was even like excited, like that she seemed passionate about it. And then towards the end, I actually was trying to wrap it up. Like I was like, I've taken enough of this woman's time.
Yep.
And she was like adding on to it.
Was she funny?
She was. I feel like I was making her laugh.
Yeah.
Like I told her I wear granny panties.
And when she said,
she reacted how you would react. She was like, oh,
I can't believe you told Jennifer Lopez knows that my friend Hannah Berner exclusively wears granny panties.
And then she was like, why wouldn't you wear a thong? And then I like froze because I have my reasons,
right?
But I didn't want to get into it.
But are they J-Lo appropriate?
So then I go, well, I have a big butt like you, and I don't want to be like flapping around. And she goes, I'll teach their own. Like she basically said that. And I was like, okay, what?
Is that why you don't wear a thong?
No, I was like, what does flapping mean? What does flapping even mean? Maybe my labia flaps.
You panicked. You're like, oh my.
But you know I try to say? Like, it's about the vibes. Like, people remember what you say. They remember how you make them feel. And hopefully I made her feel safe and welcome with me bringing up granny panties. I asked her a lot about, like, confidence and like aging, because if you think about it, a lot of women by the time they turn 50, do you remember the Amy Schumer sketch, Your Last Fuckable Day?
No,
it's one of the greatest sketches ever. Everyone go on YouTube. It has Julie Dreyfus, two other people who are amazing. Are
well,
in
like
it.
An SNL skit, or just
I think,
like a-
I think Tina Fey's in it, and it was on Amy Schumer's show,
okay,
and she basically was like, oh, what are you guys up to? And they're all they're at a picnic. And they were like, oh, we're celebrating her last fuckable day. And Amy Schumer was like, what? And they were like, yeah, like, she now is going to get roles for, like, you know, the mom or, like, the sad neighbor. Like, they were just talking about, like.
How old?
And I think she, like, turned, like, 40 or something.
Yeah.
Or, like, 35. And she was like, oh, I'm so excited to not have to, like, be fuckable anymore. And it's an amazing sketch.
Yeah, because that's so true.
But that's where I think, like, we have to give kudos to J-Lo, where, like, J-Lo squashed that narrative so much where, like, J-Lo will always be a sex symbol and fuckable. And so many times the industry really wants old women to disappear.
Absolutely.
Like, from, like, the news to, I mean, comedy to models. Like, once you get old, they're like, please disappear.
Like, there's really only, like, six, I feel like, really famous actresses that are, like, in their 60s and 70s that still, like, work.
Yeah.
Like, they picked one, they're like, we'll stick with you forever.
I mean,
until
there's
you
been
die.
This recent amazing surge of, like, Jamie Lee Curtis and the woman from Everything Everywhere All at Once. She's, she won, like, the
Oscar.
Yeah, yes. And Michelle, can you tell me who she
Michelle is? Michelle Pfeiffer?
No.
I love Michelle Pfeiffer. I don't know why.
But traditionally, like, especially in old Hollywood, they would take women to the back of the barn.
What?
And just
kill them?
Kill them.
No.
When they were done using them, like horses.
Shut up.
Obviously, I'm joking.
I was like, wait, are you talking, like, legit telling me about someone's murder? I was like, what documentary are you
watching? But
basically,
watching? Once you were a certain age, like, entertainment wanted nothing to do with you. So,
people should give J-Lo, I always think of it, and I feel like sometimes people don't, like, think of it this way. Like, okay, people are getting, like, mad at J-Lo sometimes. Like, she's always, like, doing her thing. She loves herself, whatever. She's a Leo.
Yeah.
People don't give her credit for how long she's been famous. Like, to be able to sustain that type of celebrity from your 20s to your 50s, that's a lot of work. That's a lot of anxiety.
For sure. And also, I think people are missing the point of the documentary. Ben Affleck has this amazing point where he's, like, just like alcohol, sometimes Jennifer acts, like, addicted to the attention and the likes and the views. And I try to tell her, like, just like alcohol, it doesn't cure the problem.
Right.
It's you have to love yourself. And it was fucking heavy.
Wait, Ben.
No, I know.
Jesus. I feel like you just spoke to my soul.
But, like, everyone can understand where you're, like, it stems from you not feeling good enough that you constantly need affirmation from other people. And it's, like, that's not a reason to hate someone.
Right.
And also, like, let's not forget, she's the first Latina woman to ever make $1 million in a film. Like, to do that...
Wait, that's insane.
To do that, you have to be delusional.
Yeah.
You have to be like, I'm the... Like, you have to have that attitude.
Yeah.
She paved the way for so many fucking people, so...
No, that Selena movie, I feel like I still watch that, like, once a year.
Yeah, also, the fashion... Also, shout out to Selena.
Yeah. I mean, we didn't know. Rest in peace. We weren't even, like, born
yet. Weren't born, but I feel connected.
Yeah, I feel connected to her.
Yeah.
You want to know someone I don't feel connected to?
Who? Don't say JoJo Siwa.
Taylor Swift. I just have a few things to say about Taylor Swift's album.
Can you please do a compliment sandwich?
First of all, the amount of work she had to put in to put out a double album. The woman doesn't sleep. She must just be work, 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 work. And I love when she speaks her truth. I truly, truly do. I love that it's getting so much praise. I love that her fans are so excited. I'm most excited that her fans are so excited. But Kimberly Noel Kardashian is my Lord and Savior. They could never make me hate her. They could never make me hate her.
We're also trying to figure out if one of them's a giggler or they're both gigglers.
Who, Taylor or Kim?
Kim, if you're a giggler, give us a sign.
It's honestly none of our business, but I will say this.
It's not
this.
Our business how you spend your time listening to podcasts.
Taylor, make a song about anyone you want. Spill the fucking tea. Do whatever you want. The one line that, like, your daughter is going to come home singing this song and we're both going to know it's about me, because I've been so emotional lately, all I could think about was, like, okay, so now when North goes to school and every girl is in her school in the fourth fucking grade is talking about the Taylor Swift album, all she's going to know is that Taylor Swift hates her mom and probably hates her and, like, hates that family. And the that Italian made me so sad.
The Italian side of us is like, ooh, don't get family involved.
Yeah. Yeah, I was like, I don't know if, like, you needed to say the one
but
sentence
I do
about
have
her
to
daughter.
Say- Taylor, like Italians, does not forget.
No, she didn't forget. No, and that, and I'm not mad about that.
So
I'm not mad about the song.
It's a little bit like someone, let's say, like, you know when someone's abused in a way, and then the person responds to the abuse, and everyone gets mad at how they responded to the abuse, but really, like, you felt abused.
Yeah.
Everyone's living in their own, like, narrative of everyone's, and that's what Taylor talks about, how, like, she's the villain in other people's stories. They're
right.
It's like, but yet, that was a fucking...
I felt it. And I'm so for, like, calling someone out who did something wrong to you and all of America thought it was one way and you being like, actually, let me, like, drop some knowledge on you. Mm-hmm. I love that. Mm-hmm. But when it brings in, like, a child, I was like, ooh.
Did Kim respond in any way?
I don't think so.
No. I've had situations in my past where, like, aren't we mad at Kanye?
Aren't we always?
But, like, sometimes it's like... let's focus on the men.
Let's not forget. Like, and I'm sure there's so much more. I don't even know what they're fighting about still.
Yeah.
I actually literally don't know what they're still fighting about or what even.
I do.
Just the Grammy thing? Like, it started with that. But it
started
with
that. That's when she was like, I haven't been wanting to be a part of this narrative for so long.
And then Kanye was like, I asked her for permission to put this in the song. And Taylor actually said no. But then they lied and said that she said yes, right?
So she said yes, but he didn't tell her that he was going to call her a bitch in the song.
Okay.
It said, I made that bitch famous. And they put out a recording, and it never showed her saying yes to that. But it was her being like, oh, yeah, that's awesome. Thanks for telling me. Yeah. So that's her whole thing of, like, they skewed the narrative and made me seem like a monster. Then Taylor Swift basically got canceled. Like, her whole career was over. Taylor Swift is over party. Taylor Swift's a manipulative fit. We hate Taylor.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, the pain that was caused was crazy.
Yeah, probably insane.
And then, but then, with Kim, like, she's supporting her husband.
Right.
Not anymore, clearly.
Right.
So, I feel like the beef needs to get settled.
I also squash that beef.
But I do have to say, no one owes, like, if Taylor doesn't want an apology, that's another thing, too.
Right. And I'm not saying Taylor didn't, like, shouldn't have said that whole song about Kim. Like,
mm-hmm.
she could make a song, like, about anyone, like, telling them to fuck off. And I love that energy. But it was just made me feel sad for the kids.
I would argue the K-I-M and Thank You, Amy.
Yeah.
A little too on the nose.
I mean.
She could have just done a K. Why didn't she just do K?
Or she could have just done the song and it was called Thank You, Amy.
Yeah.
Like, because people already knew. Because in the song, too, and she's like, oh, I didn't add any discerning factors. Oh, just your name.
But the overall concept of the song, I think all of us can take with us.
Yeah.
Like, did you, like, listen to it?
No.
I listened to it on the plane. Basically, it's fucking crazy.
Like, the whole album you listened to?
I listened to a lot of it.
Wow.
Because I was on planes all... Yeah. I got sick on fucking planes all week.
I don't even want to hear it, Hannah. Because every time I call you out for something insane, like taking a shit in the middle of a bodega or wearing Delta headphones, a week later, it happens to me. Don't. It literally...
I can't control the universe. No. I can't control the karmic forces.
I get to the airport and I'm just like, there's no way. There's literally no way I don't have my headphones or my backup headphones.
You forgot both headphones.
Both of them. I was like, what was I doing? And then I had to get fucking wired headphones.
And they're like $23.
No, I literally was walking through JFK and I was like, this fucking bitch. Like in my head.
So what was your experience? Do you feel grounded? You were like, these are the good old days. You felt nostalgic.
I actually did feel a certain type of way. I was like, I'm just a kid, like, traveling, you know, like, I'm not.
Like, I know people complain about the wires getting, but, like, there's something cute about and your biggest issue in that moment is getting the wires undone.
Yeah, and I was just like, obviously, there's not even Wi-Fi. Well, here's what it was. There was obviously no Wi-Fi on the Delta flight.
Would the Bluetooth have worked?
Yes, the Bluetooth would have worked.
I still don't understand.
But... I bought the wrong headphone. I bought the headphones for my phone, like to plug it into my phone, not realizing that my iPad is a different jack. And okay, so like I couldn't even watch my iPad. So I was like double cursing you in my head on the plane. I was like, she did this.
You will just send me like a short, cold text and I'm like, we'll talk about this on Monday.
Did you know that nearly 75% of people have subscriptions they've forgotten about? Before I started using Rocket Money, I thought I had about maybe like 10 subscriptions. I cannot believe when it showed me how much I really had and how much I was overspending. I was paying for like 2 services on one. It was just like a whole thing and I was really angry about it. But thanks to Rocket Money, I'm no longer wasting money on ones I forgot about. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bill so that you can grow your savings. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/gigglysquad. That's rocketmoney.com/gigglysquad. rocketmoney.com/gigglysquad.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
I am so happy that it's spring. Spring is actually probably my favorite season. Winter is too cold, summer is too much pressure, but spring just, I love doing spring cleaning. I love getting rid of things. I love starting a workout routine. You guys know that I've been trying to work out more and more. So I have the best news ever, and it's that Peloton is here for everyone's yearly warm-up. This is the best time to get into a good rhythm and to tap into your power and build towards your summer. Peloton has classes for everyone. If you only want to do something for 5 minutes, then Peloton has something for you. If you want to try yoga or if you want to do a walking class, then Peloton has it for you. Peloton makes the process easier with personalized recommendations and guided programs that take the guesswork out of working out. I like that when you do like a few workouts and you know which one's your favorite, they just like automatically give you more exactly like that. I feel like it just keeps your fitness journey fresh for every day. So get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Also, I felt like such an old person because I was I was trying to edit the Montana Boys video in these hotels that had like the worst internet, and I have to like download big video files.
Yeah.
And I'm texting Grace. I'm like, these fucking hotels don't have internet. And Grace is like, just use your phone as a hotspot. And I was like, do I look like someone who knows how to use her phone as a hotspot?
Oh, I don't know how to do that either.
I didn't think that, like, I think I tried once and I was like, that's made up, like Bluetooth.
We actually, I think both of us together are very against technology advances.
I mean, we have not started ChatGPT.
We don't like change.
Should we put out an episode that's ChatGPT of Giggly Squad? Like, see what they would say?
My conspiracy theorist boyfriend, obsessed with ChatGPT. There's also an app that you can just talk back to it and, like, ask it things. He loves that.
Nathan McIntosh is a hilarious comedian. He just had a YouTube special out. He basically was like...
Wait, was that on Netflix?
No, it's on YouTube. Oh. But he's this, like, cute redhead. Mm. And he was like, what... What's the one thing that we're... I'm going to butcher this joke. I actually kind of forget it. But he was like, what's the one thing that we're so afraid of that could possibly ruin the world? And the nerds are like, let's make it AI.
Yeah.
Like, it's the only thing... He's like, what's the only thing that humans... We're not the dominant force.
Yeah. AI.
AI. Let's create it.
Yeah.
I'm kind of obsessed with the apocalypse.
Except if there's, like, I do think about it in this way, too. If there's a world where everyone gets their own AI person that lives in their house.
Wait, what?
Hannah, think about it. If there's, like, an AI in your home, Okay. Imagine you could just be like, hey, I would, like, love a quesadilla right now.
Oh, like?
Like a butler.
Like a butler.
Yeah, but it's AI.
But, like, that's literally how all these movies begin. Because the next, you know, the butler, I'm like, why are you holding the knife?
Yeah, but think about that.
Why are you holding the
knife
like that?
Think about those 6 months where you're just getting waited on. Because, like, then I'd be ready to go.
I
feel like my AI wouldn't turn against me.
Wait, I want to play this.
Wild to me to think that humans, we have no natural predators. None. And we made one with AI. It's like if salmon invented grizzly bears.
That's true.
That's
wow, you really got, so anyway, that really
I was
got you.
Listening to the Taylor Swift album, and it's funny because wasn't AI putting out like Taylor Swift songs? Also, when I did my Taylor Swift song about the touchdown, I feel like it was like her, how she was like, I knew I was playing in the end. So I feel like it was this, I feel like it was the same song.
I mean,
so.
Oh, no, AI put out like nudes of her.
So fucked up.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. But that's, I think it's good for the future, though, because then whenever your nude does leak, you go, that's AI.
Okay, this is, like, the sick part of my brain. I'm like, what would AI, like, make my nude look like? Like, would it look better than, like, my actual nude? Like, I did want to see, like, oh, what would, like...
Dude, it's crazy.
And, like, that's highly illegal, you know? Like, you can just,
but
like...
you're, like, just for me.
I'm like, yeah, like, what if I or, made like, it for just if, myself? Like, I just want to see.
What if you want, when you want to send nudes, you just AI it and send it to guys? So you don't actually like.
I feel like I was doing that years ago because I had one girlfriend where, like, I think her literal fucking job was to sit home and take nudes. Mm-hmm. So she had so many. And so, like, certain times when I would be like, ask for one, I would be like, I'm just like not doing that and I don't even like you. I would text her and be like, can you just send me a nude where, like, your head's not in it, it's just your ass? And she'd be like, yeah. And so I would just send that. Like, I would have them all saved in my phone. Because she didn't give a shit at all. She, like...
I have so many questions.
Yeah.
So, first of all, you are on MTV Catfish.
Yep.
Was her butt similar to your butt?
Not at all. Not at all. She had such a good ass.
It was
J-Lo.
It was J-Lo.
Literally four times bigger than my... This bitch went to, like, HIIT classes every morning. I was like, hey, could you send me a pic in that black underwear that you love so much?
You go, I really like when you, like, pose
I
with
love
your,
when
like...
you, like, poke it out a little and, like, your nail's kind of in it. I wonder if anyone ever, like, caught on.
Wait, you're wild. I don't want to say.
But also, like, I didn't find anything wrong with it. Like, I feel like some guys would be like, "But that's like you're lying." So what?
So
I
what?
Don't care.
Guys would, whenever they would say anything about like pussy or something, I would just find a Google image of like a cat lying on their back, and I would send it. And I thought it was so funny when
no.
I was like 16.
I mean, that's funny.
I thought it was hilarious, and they'd be like, "That's not funny," and I'd be like, "That's my pussy."
It's also just like sometimes. Why, you lied about your height. That's not my ass.
I
so
also,
what? Same thing.
I was always unless I was in a relationship, like, for a long time, I was, like, very anti-nudes. But I'm also, that's, like, me with, like, no cigarettes.
Wait, me too.
I'm very anti-nudes because in my head I thought that I was
it's
either
gonna be famous
or the president.
Wait, Hannah, I love that you thought that you were going to be the president because I love it so fucking much.
No, I would tell people, I'd be like, if I become president one day, I can't have this out. And like, did I actually believe it? No, but I meant like, I'm going to be something.
Yeah.
And this cannot, your fucking bullshit cannot come back to get me.
Hannah, that's why I wouldn't drink at parties in high school when they would put it on like MySpace. I'm like, no, guys, I'm going to be famous and I can't have these photos of me drinking at 16.
Meanwhile, that's all you do for a living now is drink.
And I literally was made to drink.
No, but I really, and it's not like I thought I was better than anyone. I just was like.
No, you had a different feeling inside.
I had a feeling.
Yeah.
And I also had parents who were very like tough on me, where they were strict. And I was just like, this is not worth it. I was like, if you like me, I don't have to send you a picture of my butthole.
It's so funny because literally like 2 weeks ago, I don't know what Craig and I were talking about. And I go, you know what's crazy is that like there are people in the world that are like, hey, I actually could be the president. Like I could run the country. And I go, and they have to be naturally narcissistic yes. to think, oh, I could do it.
Yes.
And Craig was like, just like agreeing with me. And he was like, yeah, no, like, that's crazy. Yeah. I'm not kidding. 4 days later, he goes, I think I could be president. It's just like.
But this is the thing. It's not just narcissism. Sometimes it's more complex where it's like back to the J-Lo thing.
Yeah.
Where like they, for whatever reason, feel like they're missing something. Mm-hmm. And they think doing something that incredible will heal all of their trauma.
Has anyone looked at pictures when, like, presidents go in the first year and then they get out the fourth year, how much they've aged?
That was me with reality TV.
Like, that alone, I'd be like, no, thank you. Unless we have a doctor on call that's shooting me up with Botox every day, no, thank you.
But that's why we do have to appreciate, what I appreciate about Taylor Swift is a lot of people get scared of success. Or if something happens that's good, they're like, oh fuck, now I feel more pressure. Like that's why a lot of people like stop putting out albums. They're just like, I can't keep up.
There's no way Taylor. I would love for Taylor, because she's obviously like the biggest pop star in the fucking world.
Yeah.
I'd love for her to say like, what does she do when she gets really anxious? Because there's no way this girl's just living every day.
Did you watch Miss Americana?
Yeah.
She had some really good moments where she was just talking about like, oh, in the past, if I saw this picture of me, I would spiral and I wouldn't eat.
But Miss Americana, she wasn't even, I mean, she was obviously huge then, mm-hmm. but over what the past 3 years, is, like, it's been insane.
If I was her, I would have a therapist on deck.
Yeah.
Like, professional athletes, like Iga Świątek, number one tennis player in the world, travels with a mental health coach. She literally has a therapist with her at all times, sitting in her.
Wait.
So, and I was like, wait, that's what I want. Like, so her team is around her. She has her coach, her like the guy, the physical therapist, the mental therapist, and then the trainer, and then her agent and her manager, and that's her crew. And the woman is just always like talking her through her life.
I wonder if the therapist is ever like, oh, you're gaslighting her. Like, it's just like a personal like. Nope, that was rude. Triggering much?
But it's just like you can start paying people for everything you need. But like, just like the Billie Eilish documentary, like Billie suffers from Tourette's when her exact like you're dealing with heightened emotions, but also that's how these people want to live their life. Like her life is insane.
No, and I'd also just like to know like, what does she do right when she gets off of stage?
Yeah.
Like, does she immediately go shower?
Yeah.
Does she, like, do like, what does the nighttime look like so that she can get up the next day and do the whole thing
again?
I really
want to know about the recovery time. Some article was like, Taylor Swift's trainer says that her workout to prepare for the Eras tour would make most people puke or want to lay down. And I was like, any workout I want to lay down.
Yeah.
Any workout I do. But it is fascinating.
Whether you need to buy or sell, or you're just obsessed with looking at homes for sale, Redfin's got you covered. Redfin updates their listings every 2 minutes so that you can see new homes first. And they give you personalized recommendations based on the homes you like. So you can find the home that's just right for you, whether it's a cabin, a craftsman, or a castle. With the top-rated Redfin app, you can favorite homes, share listings with others, and schedule tours, even the same day. With a local Redfin agent who can help guide you through the whole whole home buying process. And if you're looking to sell, Redfin agents have the experience to get you the best price possible for your home. That's because they sell twice as many homes as other agents. With a listing fee as low as 1%, Redfin's fees are half of what others often charge, which means you'll have more money to put towards what matters the most to you, like your next home. In fact, last year, Redfin saved home sellers $127 million. So no matter where you are in your real estate journey, Redfin can help. Download the Redfin app to get started today.
Rakuten's Big Give Week is back with 15% cash back. It's a festival of savings with big cash back at hundreds of stores. Don't miss headliners like Moda Operandi, Ray-Ban, and Good American. I can't wait to shop beauty like Fenty and Ulta. Rakuten really is the best way to shop. You can really save by stacking cash back on top of deals. And during Big Give Week, the cash back is bigger than ever. It's the time to shop for everything you need for spring and summer, like clothing, outdoor gear, and travel. Membership is free, and when you sign up and shop today, you can get an extra 10% cash back boost. That's an extra 10% cash back on top of the 15% cash back. You won't see a higher cash back rate than these. Go to Rakuten.com or download the Rakuten app. That's Rakuten. Shoppers get it.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
This song, though, back to the Amy one, The overall message was basically like all the stuff that I went through and the pain that was caused me to be where I am now.
Yeah.
Which, so thank you.
And revenge.
That feels so close to me because it's so true where like whenever something horrible happens to me, that is my rebirth.
Right.
Like I literally will be stagnant until like a breakup, losing a job, like having a mental breakdown of some sort. And I feel like this is with a lot of women and gays.
Yeah.
I feel like men after a breakup will just go with the next girl because they don't want to process the emotions and they need a girl to make them feel good. Where when a girl's in a breakup, she's like, I'm getting new hair.
Yep.
Whole new personality. New gym.
New wardrobe.
Going to an Ivy League school to get a new degree.
Might even move.
Like, she fucking takes up. And I really do believe you always level up after these traumas.
100%.
Like, that's why I'm so pro failing. Like, failing makes you so much stronger.
Well, one quick, easy way that I like to like see my progress in life is you go from who your first boyfriend ever was to then who was your next one. And then like you just keep going. Again, you sabotage me. I was so emotional this weekend.
What happened?
Nothing. That's the thing. Literally nothing. I think since I've like been regulating my hormones, my body's been feeling like insanely different.
Because your testosterone was too high before.
My testosterone was way too high. And then, like, the birth control, they were like, oh, we'll just bring your estrogen up. And
now
it's like, no, please don't do that. So now that they're, like, evening out, I'm not kidding. I lost, like, 7 pounds doing nothing because I think, like, my body was holding on to so much, like, water weight and, like, inflammation.
Because of you sound like one of these TikTok hormones.
Yeah, because
girls.
My hormones were just, like, fucked.
But I feel like everyone's hormones are fucked.
They are. Like, pretty much 90% of girls' hormones aren't
the way
they're supposed to be.
Because I have, like, a full beard that I'm growing, and I don't think that's normal.
No, that's not. And like, it's because of your hormones.
Like, I have a goat.
Like, whenever you get, like, random hairs, it's your hormones are fucked up. And, like, I had really bad skin, like, and now it's, like, trying to, like, even out. But whatever, we'll deal with that. What was I saying prior?
The girls
so,
and the gays.
Okay, so I'm, like, fine. And then, like, all Saturday night, I just was so anxious and, like, about anything that I couldn't stop crying. And, like, but I'm, like, laughing because I'm also crying. And Craig's, like, thinks I'm on drugs because he's, like, I've just never seen you be emotional.
He's like, can I have some?
Like, whatever.
But he probably loves it.
He loves when I'm vulnerable and he loves when I'm – he actually loves – he, like, straight up has Munchausen's because he loves when I'm sick. He loves when I'm sick because I'm like very soft.
That's how
and
I feel
sweet.
About this. When he's sick, I'm like, you're so fucking cute.
Yeah,
right
like
now
he's obsessed with me if I have a cough. He's like, oh my God. And I'm like, stop.
Wait, I love that we're getting into our mental health moment.
Yeah, so the only reason I bring it up is because I've never had that, really. Mm-hmm. Like, I've been anxious and been like, oh my God, I'm, like, about to have a panic attack. Mm-hmm. But I've never gotten, like, super emotional over my anxiety. Mm-hmm. And it was more because I hate, like, didn't want to feel like I was frustrated that yes. I was anxious.
That's what happened to me pre-special taping.
Yeah.
I called Dez. And he didn't know that I was having an anxiety attack. Yeah. And he was like, hey. And I was like, and I just started crying. Because you're like judging yourself
yes.
for your emotions yes. and you're frustrated.
Yes.
And my therapist told me, like, first of all, stop being mean to yourself. Mm-hmm. And it's, you're human. Humans feel this emotion. And then also, like, what if you fucked around and actually processed one emotion? And I was like,
how? But how?
That's what school should be. How yeah, to process how? An emotion. I don't need the Pythagorean theorem.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't know if
basically,
I'm mad.
Basically, it's the concept of, like, to get past anything, you have to go through it. So it's like you have to, whatever's, like, bothering you, you have to fucking deal with. You can't
go
do external
it.
Things. Yeah. It always is going to go back to the source.
I'll do 20 external things.
1,000%. So it's like your anxiety will catch up to you.
Yeah.
I also realized with my mental health recently, I think I have a form of OCD, and it's not like an intrusive thought that's like weird. It'll just be like a thought.
Okay.
And I just like can't get off of it. As in, like, for example, I'm like editing my special right now.
Yep.
And I like gave a note about it. And then I like kind of got worried, like, oh, was that the right note to give? And then I just like couldn't stop
yep.
thinking about
obsessing over it.
And then like, I'm like, oh, is this a big thing? And then something else will happen. And then I have to obsess over that.
Yeah.
And this goes back to saying, when I was fucking 11 years old, this is how crazy I am. I once turned to my dad in the car. And I'll never forget that I did this. And I said, what are you supposed to think about all day? And he was like, what?
Wait.
As an 11. Because I remember sitting there being like, what do I think about?
No, but what are you supposed
no
to think about
No one teaches you that.
Because
instead, I have a little bit of like ADHD, OCD, where like I'll get into a product and obsess over it. I mean, a project, I'll obsess over it. And then it's like, or with boys, I would like obsess yeah. over, you know, my crush. Like yeah. I love obsessing over things.
Something.
But I was like, how do you just exist?
My therapist says when I get like obsessive over things, like I'll get obsessed with like fixing something that's wrong in someone else's life.
Yeah.
And she's like, it's, you literally do that because you don't want to face yourself and like what's going on wrong in your life. And I'm like, but there's nothing wrong in my life. And she's like, because
like
you haven't dove into it.
People will be like, Hannah, why do you work so much? And I'm like, I'm literally running from my thoughts. The second I have nothing to do, they come at me. They're coming.
Yeah.
And I don't trust them. I don't know what they are. But there is a form of OCD, which is like, I think when you have a thought and you like to attach to
yeah.
it. And I have to work on like releasing and just being like, nothing comes from you obsessing over this.
Right.
And it's literally just like boredom in my brain. Like it's not bad things. It'll just be like,
I also have anxiety that, like, everyone at all times is trying to sabotage me.
That,
like, I have a hard...
That's a little paranoia.
Yeah. Oh, no. I'm full paranoia. Like, it's a lot for me to trust any, like, girlfriend. Like, if you become my friend now, I probably won't ever trust you.
Yeah.
I feel like. Like, because
no,
it's
valid.
Like, I'm too in my 30s. Like,
that's
I
valid.
Know the people I trust and I know the people
yeah.
I don't.
Yeah.
And so I have a hard time, like.
Well, that's a protection.
Yeah.
You're protecting yourself. Which reminds me, I have that same thought. Because you think you're being proactive. Being
yeah.
like, if I'm worried about this, it'll never happen.
Right.
Because I'm looking out for it.
Yeah.
But then you're like, manifesting it almost.
Yeah. And I think it's also like I went to an all-girls high school. Mm-hmm. Like I've had so many girlfriends. Like I've seen so many girlfriends just like turn and be like, and I hate you now.
Mm-hmm.
And so then as you like get older, that doesn't happen as much because you're like in your 20s, you're
yeah.
working and whatever. But I still feel that
yeah.
with girl. I'm like, but what if you actually hate me and that's why you want to be my friend?
So funny you brought that up because last night I convinced myself that this girl that I don't know very well, but she's
you?
Friends with one of my friends, is mad at me.
Yeah.
But not like recently.
Yeah.
I basically figured out that I think that she might be mad at me at something that happened 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was like, And I don't know her very well, right. but I think she's mad about something. Yeah. And then I start freaking out. And then I can't even focus on conversations because I'm feeling this shame. I'm like, you should have known that this girl was mad at you. And that, I'm losing my mind. And then I go and I go, I'm not really close with her. But like, I'm like, maybe she's not close with me because she's mad at me from 2 years ago. So then I really don't want her to be mad at me.
I can't wait for you to tell me after the pod who you're talking about.
So then I go to her Instagram page and I go, she must have, like, messaged me, like, over the last 2 years.
Yeah.
Look at it. She doesn't messaged pop. Once.
Once.
And
okay.
I go, she's mad at me. I fully.
Did you DM her and say, are you mad at me?
I DM'd a full paragraph being like, hey. No. Because something happened to her that was, like, good.
This
and I
is
just,
such.
I fully did it and went to sleep.
Yeah.
Woke up. Did she respond? Like, this is a girl who's not even in my life.
Yeah.
This is crazy behavior. And she responded like, oh, my God, like. Like, so chill. And then we continued talking the rest of the day. Like, it wasn't like she just said it to shut me up. Like, she literally, like, we've never really spoken before.
Yeah.
And she was like, oh, hi.
I get that. I've had that too. But sometimes I feel like I've had that before in terms of, like, if something will pop into my brain, I'll be like, I said that to someone 5 years ago and I should have never said that. And I'll text them and be like, hey, remember that time? I apologize for that. And they're like, I don't remember that. But I feel like it's almost a cleansing.
I was about to say, I think it's healthy because most issues I feel like people deal with is miscommunication. And I'm the kind of person that as long as people know and like admit to what they did.
Yeah.
And know what happened, then they won't do it again. Because it's the people who, like, don't address it. And I'm like, do they even know that they pissed me off?
Yeah.
So, like, you saying, like, hey, I know that hurt you. And, like, I apologize. Or, like, are you mad at me? Like, so many friends have been like, are you mad at me about something?
Yeah.
And I literally laugh and I, like, love them more.
Yeah.
Because they care.
Yeah.
Because they care.
I always say, why the fuck would I be mad at you?
Literally, after my bachelorette, Taylor Strecker.
Wait, I feel like she texted me too.
No, she got like, she had that like hungover anxiety where she thought everyone was mad at her.
She brought it up at lunch the other day. She goes, remember when everyone was mad at me at the Bachelorette?
No. Taylor was the star of the Bachelorette. Everyone loved her. It makes you feel less crazy because you realize we're all dealing with this. And I guess we have like.
I also always think that Grace was on your Bachelorette party, but she wasn't.
Which
but like
is,
in my head, Grace was on your Bachelorette.
Which is like the saddest thing.
It's your fault. You shouldn't have gotten married without Grace.
No,
we didn't even
so
know
sad.
Grace yet, which is even crazier.
Do you know what's crazier? We went to get an early lunch with the girls in Soho.
Oh, we like went out.
Like, how did that even
we
happen?
We did like an impromptu ladies who lunch,
which was so fun.
And we wore like fun outfits.
We were going off.
And we just chatted.
We just kiki'd.
That felt very. I loved that moment so much because I feel like when I first moved to New York, I worked for that moment. Do you know what I mean? Like, I worked for the moment that I'm sitting at a front table at Cibriani with all my girlfriends that I just, like, would literally throw myself in front of a bus for everyone at that table and, like, had leopard pants on. And I was like, this is what I dreamt about as a child.
Well, Paige texts me. She goes, you're going to love my outfit.
Mm-hmm.
And then I respond, just warning you, I'm wearing leopard. And she goes, are you fucking kidding me? So we both show up with leopard, like two fucking freaks.
One of the gigglers DM'd me and was like, okay, Copenhagen, like copying Hannah's aesthetic.
No, you guys have to also realize, like, I'm constantly sending you Instagram reels and photos. Mm-hmm. I'm sending her stuff that I like just to A, her to comment on it,
yeah.
or B, be like, maybe you'll like this. So I'm trying to always influence Paige.
Yeah.
Because the biggest compliment is Paige deciding, wait, that is actually tasteful. I like that.
No, I love the Copenhagen like vibes.
We have to go.
Yeah, we do. We should do a giggly squat there.
The best part about the dinner was that we were home by 7.
No, it was amazing. We ate. We were home by 7. I'd washed my face. I was in bed by like 8:30. And I was like, this is adulthood.
Speaking of watching stuff, I just watched.
Wait, I saw that you posted that on Instagram and I keep clicking over it because I'm like, I don't know what this is about.
Let me lay down the fucking law. So my friend Allie Colbert posted about it and Allie has good taste. And by good taste, I mean Allie hates everything. So if Allie likes it, I'm like, okay. Like Allie will make fun of literally everything.
I love that.
So it's called Baby Reindeer, which you're like, what the fuck is that about?
Mm-hmm.
Click on it. It's this Scottish comedian. So that's fun.
Yeah.
And it's based on real life story of him dealing with a stalker.
Okay.
So it has the like creepiness. Warning you, the first three episodes they're very interesting, but they're a little like, okay, where is this going?
Yeah.
But I think he was trying to show like how...
I watched the first one, mm-hmm. but I ended up falling asleep yeah. and then I never went back.
He's basically showing like how repetitive and tedious having a stalker is.
Okay.
And I'm not trying to be like on episode 37, like stay with it, it gets good. But like yeah. episode 4 was the greatest episode of television I've ever watched in my life.
Wow. Because of the story, because of the acting, because of
the story that happens to be like real, the perspective that he shows in it.
Is it funny at all?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, there's moments of gold and then moments of like seriousness, which I think is why like European comics are less like
no.
trying to be funny all the time. And they'll get like deep in and then out of nowhere, you're like, why
am I
laughing?
I went through a phase where I was only watching Irish television.
No. The British, the Irish, the Scottish, they're so fucking genius.
And there's a lot, like, if you search on Amazon and Apple, I feel like has the most Irish. Like, that one show, Fleabag, yeah. which British, like, I love anything
also,
she's
Also, Scottish
in.
Accent can be really hard to understand, but this guy's really easy. Yeah. The acting is so fucking good. But basically, something really, really wild happens that he shows from a different perspective that I think is, like, revolutionary. And then... Also, it's like, encapsulates, like, life
yeah.
in a way where, like, every time you think something's, like, working and you're like, I figured out life. And he'll, like, so many times in movies it's so simple where, like, something's bad happening, then something good happens, and everyone's happy.
Yeah.
That's not how life works.
Right.
And you see, there's so many times where you're like, oh, this is the end. Like, he's doing, what like, whatever.
Yeah.
And then life hits you again.
How many episodes?
6.
Did you finish it?
Yeah. But the thing is, after the first 3 episodes, Des and I went to sleep last night, and we almost didn't go back to it. Because we were like, okay, we get it.
Yeah.
And then we turned
That's how I felt when I watched the first episode, and I was, like, falling asleep. I was like, okay, I'm probably not going to, like, watch the
episode
second one.
Episode 4 will blow your fucking... But it is intense.
Okay.
Like, it's intense. Like, you're
going to... I'm going to do that tonight, then.
It's intense. And, that like, 4, 5, and 6 is incredible.
Did you see Victoria Beckham turn 50?
No.
She had a birthday party.
What was it like?
It looked just great. All the Spice Girls were there.
They have to be coming back, right?
I don't know. Well, you know what's funny is, like, now they're on TikTok.
Oh.
Like, I feel like we're going to lose. Wait, did you see that? Like, TikTok's, like, legit probably going to get banned.
So, remember the first time around, everyone was freaking out? Why is no one talking about it now?
I don't know, because now it went, like, another layer where it could get banned.
Are we just, like, pretending it's not happening? It's
that's
like someone
so
broke
girl-
up with you and you're
so
just keep texting.
Girl-coded. We're like, yeah, sure.
You go, I can't process that emotion right now, so I'm just not going to address
yeah,
it.
It's like, yeah, no, it's literally
go,
when your boyfriend breaks up with you and you're like...
I have to post my Montana Boys videos, so can you just wait a couple days?
No, literally.
I mean, if TikTok goes away, we'll be fine, but I think TikTok is just... I mean, it's
I mean, will everyone
lives.
Just go and start doing... Will we just be scrolling reels at night?
I just think TikTok is fun because people, like, it's so expressive and it's just like... You don't want everything to be owned
because,
by the
like,
same
what I like on TikTok
meta.
Is not what I like anywhere else
exactly.
in the world.
Exactly.
Like, I don't get influenced on TikTok. Mm-hmm. I've never seen an app.
I mean, every conspiracy theory, but continue.
That's different. That's knowledge. I don't get in, like, I don't see girls' outfits on TikTok, I feel like, and then go buy their shit. I kind of reserve that, I feel like, for Instagram.
On TikTok, I'll see a girl that I like, her fits, and then I'll click to her Instagram and then
yeah.
try to find links.
Right.
Yeah.
But TikTok, I like my shit to be funny.
Mm-hmm.
Like, not
don't you feel like a
aesthetic.
Totally different person?
I'm a different person.
Well, it took you a while to get there. And I yeah. kept being like, shit post, just post. Your TikToks have been so good.
Thank you.
Your one with Craig in the hot tub, who thought of it? Tell me, just like give me the, I mean.
I have another sound that I really want to do with Craig.
He's going to be so happy.
No, he's so excited. He was trying to do it last night. And I was like, I'm really fucking anxious right now. I can't just film a TikTok.
You're sorry, like, I'm crying right now.
He's like, but your lips look so big. I'm like, I know, thanks.
I have one thing to piss you off.
Oh, what?
This is just about men.
Okay.
Some modern studies, and I don't know what they are,
okay,
have found that women tell fewer jokes than men, especially in mixed gender groups. So they're basically saying when you're hanging out with other
not
men.
Not us.
True. But, like, most girls would be like, I'm not going to make jokes around them.
Yeah.
But girls are making jokes with their own friends. Because they don't feel comfortable making jokes with other men.
It's so funny. I feel like I haven't met a funny man in, like, 2 years. Like, no, genuinely, when's the last time you met someone for, like, the first time and it was a man and you're like, that guy was really fucking funny? Except you go to comedy clubs a lot. So I'm talking like the average human.
I like don't meet people.
Yeah. We avoid them.
But also, humor comes in all shapes and sizes. But it was interesting how like there's still that idea of like women aren't funny. And this is interesting because it's like, oh, when men are hanging out with girls. Because I've been in situations where you're the only girl when I'm younger and it's a bunch of dudes mm-hmm. and you speak, no one listens to you. And you're obviously like, I'm not. Making a joke means you're like commanding the room and it's like confidence.
Yeah.
And if you're considered like the beta of the group, you're not saying something funny. So if men are always treating women as like not equals, mm-hmm. they're not, the woman's not going to make jokes.
Right.
Or like they'll do a joke and it'll bomb.
Yep.
So then men will be like, oh, woman, she's not funny. When meanwhile, she's going back to her friends and they're dying laughing.
I genuinely have two funny guy friends that I can think off the top of my head. And one of them I don't even talk to. I'm just kidding. But I did get
and
so
one
many.
One of them I have to block.
And one of them wants me dead. It's just like a funny sentence. Someone wants you dead. Like who in the world? There's definitely multiple people that want me dead. But like, it's just funny to think about.
I still have to watch the Brandy Helville.
Brandy Melville.
Melville.
Oh, but it's called Helville. Yeah. Okay,
but
sorry.
I feel like you didn't give it a glowing review.
I can't explain documentaries like you do. You do it in such a nuanced way. You do it in such a good way. It was like, okay. It wasn't anything like that. Here's the thing. There wasn't anything that shocking that you didn't already know when you turned it on.
Okay.
It's not like they dropped some bomb where like the owner like murdered 27 people. You know, it wasn't like that. It was just like, yeah, they sucked. And here's the reasons why. And it's like, yeah, we could see that.
I say watching documentaries is like watching porn where like when you first start, you're like, this is interesting. And then you're like, unless 40 people get murdered, I don't
I'm like, I don't give a shit.
Unless there's stepmoms that go awry.
I'm like, oh, they stole everyone else's clothes. Cool. I don't give a fuck. Did someone die?
Give me the real shit.
Yeah. I'm like, are we arresting him? What are we doing with him? Like, I don't care.
Desmond was saying that once he got embarrassed because he saw his something popped up on his computer where people saw he had porn up.
Yeah.
But that was not the embarrassing part. It was that he was searching man kissing woman. That was so me coded.
That's like so that. Sweet. That's so sweet. Me and Craig are not searching that. Definitely not searching something that sweet.
Thank you so much for giggling with us. We are going on tour. Wednesday, the pre-sale is on. So make sure you're on your shit. That we'll give the code, all that stuff.
If you're struggling with anxiety, it's fine. Just freaking cry it out.
Crying is good.
Yeah, just chill out.
Also, speaking of crying, I'm going to Jacksonville. And there's some tickets available. Thank you.
See ya.